Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre Zanti.
Goeiemôre Brad. Nee, kyk, ek kan net sê die Here leef. Dis al wat ek kan sê. He lives his glory through us.
That's awesome, Zanti. Nou, ons sien uit na die story. Ek kan nie geloof dat klaar Woensdag nie. Dit voel asof daar net so 3 dae was tussen die laaste keer dat ons gesels het.
Oh my word. En hoe ouer ons word, hoe vinniger gaan die tyd. But I think what scares me more is that the time flies for my children. Ja. So nou mee weer, dan is dit tyd vlieg. Maar kom ons koop die tyd uit wat ons het vir oggend. Dis vir my 'n voorreg om met jou te kan praat en elke luisteraar en Jesus, wat 'n blessing dat ons oor klankgolwe kan praat. I just want to honor the Lord for this radio station and for sustaining it and for blessing so many listeners Amen. Through these airwaves. Dankie vir elkeen van julle hoor. Ek dink nie altyd mense sê vir julle genoeg dankie, want dit is nie altyd maklik nie.
Sure,
but I want to honor each one of you on this wondrous Wednesday for doing a wonderful work in God's kingdom. Nou vir oggend wil ek juis praat oor dat ek en jy nie alleen hierdie lewe kan doen nie, dat ek en jy nie veronderstel is om dit alleen te doen nie, dat God in ons en met ons en die Heilige Gees en Jesus en ons saam hierdie ding doen, maar dat die Here vir ons mekaar gegee het. En daar lê soveel krag in gemeenskap. Power in community. And God is a relational God. And he has made us relational beings. En die grootste aanval op ons is dat die vyand uitgaan om verhoudings te verbrokkel en om ons te isoleer. And that is why God gave us the most self-gift of forgiveness. That we can move out of that so that we can get back into community. Because that is where we heal. That is where God's presence is. He says, well, twee of meer in my naam is, daar is ek. He is a God of community. En ek wil vandag vir jou die mees kragtigste ware verhaal vertel. En ek gaan dit vandag doen. Oor wat hierdie konsep vir jou en vir my kan huis toe bring. Maar ek wil begin op woord, nee, because we are nothing without our living bread every day. En hierdie konsep word so mooi verduidelik in God se woord. In Romans 12 verses 10, the Lord writes, love one another deeply, brothers and sisters. Love one another deeply. Outdo one another in showing honor. Julle is dit nie 'n merkwaardige sin nie. Outdo one another in showing honor. En het voel vir my in hierdie wereld, outdo ons mekaar eerder om uit te haal, nee. 1 Thessalonians 3 verses 12 says, and may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow with love for one another and for everyone, just as we do for you. Ephesians 4 verses 32 says, and be kind and compassionate to each other, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you already are doing. En dan wil ek afsluit met Hebrews 10 verses 24 that says, and let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. Ja, ek wil hom weer lees. Hoor ons wat hier staan. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. En kom ek verduidelik vir julle in praktyk hoe kan hierdie storie lyk. En hier is 'n ware verhaal. Anton was a Jewish baker. Once the owner of one of Germany's most beloved bakeries. When people ask how he managed to survive the Holocaust, he would share a story that revealed both courage and compassion. It began on a train bound for Auschwitz, where he and countless others were packed into freezing wagons, without food, water, or coats. Snow fell outside, and death loomed in the bitter cold. Among the prisoners was an elderly man who trembled uncontrollably in the night. Anton, though frozen himself, used his hands to rub warmth into the man's arms, face, and legs. He spoke to him, he encouraged him, and he held him close until morning. When daylight broke, Anton made a heartbreaking discovery. Everyone else in the wagon had perished in the cold. Only he and the old man were still alive, kept alive by the warmth they had shared. Reflecting on this moment, Anton would explain the lesson he carried all his life. The secret to survival is to warm the heart of others. When you give warmth, you receive warmth. When you help someone live, you too will live. It was a truth forged in the darkest of times, a reminder that humanity's strength lies in compassion. Jesus made us. He knows us. We can learn from this story this morning by starting to live and do the word of God. Having compassion, caring, kindness, reaching out, keeping somebody else warm will give life to you. And may the story bless you as it blessed me this morning. And if you are on social media, you are so welcome to go to my Instagram page and my Facebook page just to see a picture of Anton and this old man. And they survived this terrible ordeal because of compassion. May this bless you this morning. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.